The Catholic Bishops' Conference of India's Commission for Education and Culture has written a letter to the Prime Minister and other authorities objecting to the recent interpretation of the nature of minority status by the chairman of the National Commission for Minority Educational Institutions. The chairman said that institutions with less than 30% students from the community cannot claim minority status guaranteed by the Constitution. Father Babu Joseph, spokesman for the Bishops' Conference, says that minority status is important for educational institution as it prevents government interference, allowing the institution to appoint its own administrators to teach religion in classrooms. He also spoke with us about the church's contribution to education throughout the country.
The church in India has made a very decisive contribution and a very visible presence in the area of education, particularly in the primary education of the country. Church has been the first one to begin schools in remotest areas of the country, particularly where there are indigenous people or the tribals, as we call them, or the scheduled caste, or the outcasts, or the Dalits, as they are known today. We have been certainly on the forefront in providing primary education, particularly in those areas which were neglected for a long time. Of late, the church also has moved into providing technical education and higher education. We have established a couple of institutions for medical education as well as for engineering education. Another area that we have moved in is to begin more and more technical education, wherein even the school dropouts can benefit from this training and they can also get some gainful employment. So I think church is trying its best to help as many people as possible through its social intervention, through its education and education institutions.